Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is our day to get to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Sitting in for Jane Wilkie this morning, Al Kapke. Good morning, Al. Good to have you back.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you in the studio and hear what's going on at LSS Living, Lutheran Senior Services, today. And now, you work in a specific area with LSS, correct?
Correct. Under the umbrella of stewardship, I'm the director of the LSS Living Foundation. And that's a fancy word for managing those deferred gifts that come in, and then we put them in the endowment if that's what people want, or we just support the mission across the board by direct gifts through annual appeals and things like that.
Wonderful. Well, what's new? What's going on at LSS?
Well, last year we had a Bowling for Wellness event that turned out to be a lot of fun. And it was
when is bowling not fun?
Yeah, I know. In February 22nd, that's on a Sunday afternoon, from 2 to 4, we are going to be at the Tropicana Lanes over in Richmond Heights there on Clayton. We have a number of teams signed up already, but I think we can squeeze in some more. I, of course, am having my own family as a team, Team Kepke. And we will again try to roll forth without getting our ball in the gutter too many times. And anyway, the cause is awesome. We're trying to assist those lower income seniors that live in our affordable housing communities to take charge of their own wellness, to learn healthy habits, to get their blood pressure checked, to visit what we are putting in all the community, all the affordable housing communities, are telehealth kiasks.
I remember this from last year.
Yeah,
talking about that.
And every time we get enough money to put one in another community, we will do that. And then the follow-up is really key. Through the help of a part-time nurse, we assist those residents then in coming down and taking their blood pressure, answering questions about their activities. Have they fallen recently? Are they maintaining their diet, and exercise? Yeah. And the results are fantastic when they don't have to go to the hospital. And if they do end up coming back, they don't go into readmission, and those types of things. So we're helping them take charge of their own wellness. And so anyway, if anyone is still interested, there is room for bowlers, but there is plenty room for sponsorships. You can even sponsor me. You can call Sharon Anderson or just email her at andersons@lssliving.org. But just go to the events page or the click on our home site. If you go to our home page and click on events, upcoming events, it'll pop up right there. And her phone number is right there. And she will be able to help you link in, sure, any way you want.
So if you go to lssliving.org,
right?
Yeah, then you can find information, and events shows up on the homepage there.
Yeah, on the right side there on the, can you see it there? Yeah.
It is. It's under the big title there is about LSS, and then just a few underneath that, upcoming events. You click on that. Yeah, yep. Over on the right hand side. You're right.
Yep. So February 22nd, Tropicana Lanes, and if you're not going to bowl, just come on over and enjoy it, and you can even make a donation on the site there.
Very good, very good. I've participated in another bowling fundraiser at Tropicana Lanes. It's a fun place.
Yeah, we will enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, good, good. So Bowling for Wellness coming up February 22nd. That's a Sunday afternoon. And you can find out more about that on the website.
Right.
Other stuff coming up or anything, other stuff you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I'd like to go back. I'm all about the donor's heart. And when Jane was talking last week about our outreach social services and all those other areas of Lutheran Senior Services mission that people, it doesn't come to mind right away perhaps, but we serve such a wide range of seniors in the St. Louis region, especially of all economic backgrounds. And the most needy of them benefit from our outreach social services, our Good Neighbor program, our volunteer money management, those types of programs. Last summer, I sent out a very small, I would call it not even an acquisition, but a new case for support in the mail. And with the small number of responses, or the number that we used, the number of responses was kind of amazing. When we let people know that we use volunteers to help people with a lot of these chores, mm-hmm. you know, that seniors find difficult. And a lot of it is just through volunteer help, but those volunteer programs cost money. And then also we do provide some home services for some fee, but some people just can't flat mm-hmm. out afford it. One bucket of care is for those types of services like getting home care, making meals,
sure.
you know, those non-certified areas of mm-hmm. care. We charge a minimum amount, but we also want, we have a bucket of money that it's interesting. Carol Melka, our director, says we run out of it by the first 10 days of the month. And, you know, that's like $17,000. So if we could triple that, we mm-hmm. could take care of people throughout the month that really call and have a need for that. So related to that, I'm always involved with planned giving, of course, for our mission. And we used to say our planned giving group, if you will, our legacy group was called the Heritage Society or the Gift Club, things like that. And it mm-hmm. was confusing because we have a group that's named one thing in one area of our service area, like up in Peoria, Illinois. So now we are launching, if you will, LSS Legacy Partners. That will be the name, if you will, of our legacy group. And these are people like myself and my wife, Joan, who have put aside a gift in their estate plan that will come to Lutheran Senior Services at our death. And it will perpetuate then our annual support. And referring back to those outreach social services and any part of what Lutheran Senior Services is about, the benevolence that LSS is able to give out to those in mm-hmm. need is amazing. The benevolent care that you've heard about in
sure.
the past, where people just run out of money mm-hmm. when they're in the nursing home, we cover that, and it's an astounding number that's needed for that. But the endowment is not keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
So legacy partners can direct their support to any part of the LSS mission that they choose, and it will perpetuate those types of programs as long as we are around. And we've been
sure.
around for over 160 years, and we're it's approaching 160 in 2018.
Wow.
So that 160th year, we're talking about the legacy partners that can join us toward that end.
Very good. And those are all certainly good good things to support. We had a chance not too long ago to go over to Hidden Gems
oh, yeah.
For Faith and Family, our 10 o'clock program, and spend some time over there talking with Joy. And
yeah.
and it benevolent care and the other programs that through LSS are just outstanding programs, so that when you come to that stage in life, you don't have to worry
mm-hmm.
about whether or not your needs are going to be met.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a relief and a comfort to the families we serve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we don't want to miss those less fortunate out in the communities that maybe aren't residents of our senior living communities, but they are just finding ways to make the budget every month.
Sure.
Choosing between food and medication.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tough struggle, and that population is growing, and we want to be there for them as well.
Very good. Well, those are all great. Those are all good news. So thanks for sharing those with us.
Yeah. If anyone is interested, rather than just trying to give you a whole bunch of contact information on the
sure.
radio, as you're driving, you're not going to write this down. But get used to going to the website.
Mm-hmm.
The LSS Living Foundation has a link through the LSS homepage. And if it's lssliving.org, and you just go up to LSS Giving at the top, we think about giving in terms of the LSS way. And the giving the LSS way is just taking a stock, if you will, of all you've been given, your
sure.
health, your abilities. You can volunteer. You need to take care of your body. Wellness is a part of that, too. But if you have a heart for seniors and you want to perpetuate that type of mm-hmm. living, if you will, there's a great way to support that through our plan giving programs.
So go to lssliving.org and then click on LSS Giving.
That's
so
right.
LSS Living, then LSS Giving.
Yep. And you click on any of those email links and it'll come to me.
Wonderful.
I had a devotional thought for today. At church on Sunday, we heard, talked about the conversion of St. Paul. And I surely don't want to take away from or go beyond what might have been excellently portrayed by our pastor. But we know that the grace that that snatched Paul is the same grace that is afforded to us. Look at Paul's history.
Mm-hmm.
Did he deserve to be, you know, put in the position of being probably the greatest missionary ever? No, he was the greatest persecutor ever. But grace, the grace that is given by God is not, of course, is the undeserved. But I think when we think about that, we think of it globally. But the grace that was delivered to St. Paul was intentional and so personal. I mean, God's grace covers everyone, but it also hits like a rifle right to you and me. And it specifically overlooks or forgives our own sinful nature and past, and sets up for us a whole life of opportunity of witness and service. And we always think, well, you got to be really bad to be really good. Well, we got the first part covered. We all are really bad. And when that grace is intentionally delivered to us by that wonderful God, just to us personally through Jesus Christ, it can be an eye-awakening thing for us as Paul's eyes were opened finally.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I'd like to just close with a prayer.
Sure.
God, by the preaching of your apostle Paul, you have caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. Grant that we may follow his example, and by your grace shown to each of us individually, be witnesses to the truth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Al. Always good to hear from you and get to chat with you a little bit. God's blessings, and keep in touch, and hopefully maybe we'll see you at the bowling. So
I will.
Check out more at lssliving.org. You can find out more under events there, or you can find out more on LSS Giving as well. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break. We're going to check in with our friends at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri.